Hello from the North Shore Community School in the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of February 10th, 2024. My name is Ruby, and I'm your phenologist for this week. February 14th brought a much-needed fresh dusting of snow to the North Shore, but as day went on, we had a high of 38 degrees melting all our new snow. The school nature trail walking path is covered in ice and is very slippery to walk on due to all the thawing and freezing. Miss Urban has noticed that Schmidt Creek has lots of open spots on it. The above freezing temperatures we have had lately caused all the ice to melt, and snow that has melted in the area is flowing into the creek as liquid water. This week we saw lower temperatures than we have in the past few weeks, and the temperatures have been closer to average for this time of year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has predicted that El Niño conditions stop in the next few months, and normal climate patterns will return. There's even a chance that La Niña conditions will start beginning this summer. El Niño and La Niña patterns are caused by surface temperatures in the Pacific Ocean. El Niño means the ocean temperatures are higher than usual, and La Niña is when they are colder than usual. It might be hard to believe that the Pacific Ocean can affect our weather so heavily, but the changes in the ocean temperature cause the jet stream, the winds in the upper atmosphere of the Earth, to change as well. This causes weather patterns to travel differently, which is why the ocean can have such a strong effect on our weather, even in Minnesota. On Saturday, February 10th, Miss Urban went to the Sac-Zimbabwe and saw a northern shrike. Northern shrikes build their nests in northern Canada and Alaska and migrate south to Minnesota for the winter. In the winter, shrikes eat small mammals and songbirds and will often impale their prey on a thorn or in a tree to store it for later. On Monday, February 12th, Sam and Lane Dover saw a pileated woodpecker from the back parking lot at school. Pileated woodpeckers, along with all woodpeckers, eat seeds and insects. This winter, woodpeckers are probably having an easier time finding food with the lack of snow cover and the warm weather creating more favorable conditions for insects. The second graders are changing up how they run the 17th annual Iditarod this year. With the lack of snow, the students are preparing for a different kind of race this year. Instead of using a sled, they are pretending they are pulling a four-wheeler, much like the real mushers are using now to keep their teams in shape. So many local races have been canceled, and at North Shore Community School, we did not want this to happen, so the teachers modified several aspects of the race in order for us to have the Iditarod this year. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week, and be observant.